Have Jenny Kurzweil on the line. She's just written a book right on this topic called Fields That Dream, A Journey to the Roots of Our Food, and it's all about celebrating small family farms. Jenny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Just tell us briefly what's behind your writing of this book.
Behind the writing of the book is the cold, hard fact that I'm a farmer's market junkie. And I was a very spirited attendee of the University District Farmers Market in Seattle, and wanted to really get to know the people who were growing my food. And so I decided to conduct interviews with the people that I bought my produce from weekly. And that led to uncovering much more about the history of where our food is coming from. And so the book is an intertwining of the stories of the people who are growing food for the city of Seattle, and a history of agriculture, how we moved from a landscape, like Teresa was saying, of corporate or of small family farms to corporate agriculture.
And is there a boom and resurgence going on, as I hope there is, after nearly being wiped out among small family farms?
Yes, as far as I know, and exactly what Teresa was saying, and that people are becoming more and more conscientious about where their food is coming from, and organic sales have just skyrocketed in the last 10 years. In 1990, the Organic Trade Association reported that we spent $1 billion on organic food. In 2001, we spent $7.7 billion.
I want to say, as we're talking about getting down to the roots of where our foods come from, Teresa Marquez is standing by at an airport. That's what you may have just heard in the background, getting ready to go up into the sky, heading for Austin, Texas. So, Jenny, what did you learn that surprised you, perhaps, in writing this book?
I learned that the people that are growing our food are a wildly diverse bunch. There's no stereotypical small farmer anymore. The people I interviewed ranged from Southeast Asian refugee communities to a former insurance broker, to a former telephone operator, to a former union organizer, all of whom had a passion for gardening and organic gardening and transformed that into producing food for their communities.